Welcome back to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the series 10 pounds, 10 times, where I am sharing with you my journey to lose 100 pounds. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my weight loss results, how things are going with tirzepatide injections, what I'm doing, and where we're headed next. And I am so excited, pumped, energized, whatever you want to say, to share this episode with you all today. So, oh my gosh. So the reason that it is called 10 pounds 10 times is I broke up my weight loss journey into 10 pound increments or decades, because to visualize, to think about losing 100 pounds feels almost impossible. But when we break it down to 10 pounds, and I only need to lose 10 pounds 10 times, okay, we can do that. That's doable. And so I look at my weight loss in these 10 pound decade increments. So when I lost, oh my God, there's a slip. When I last talked to you in the episode that was on March 14th, I was at an even 220 pounds. And I have been so ready to break through that decade. I am sick of the 220s, and I am over the moon excited to report to you that I am now weighing in at 217 pounds. You guys, like, I could cry tears of joy, and it's not just because of the number. I'm going to share with you what's been going on. I am on GLP-1 injections, specifically taking tirzepatide. Now, when you take these injections, you have to titrate up to a higher dose. You cannot start at the full therapeutic dose because it would overwhelm your system and your body, and the side effects would be brutal. So I've been titrating up. I have felt results of the injections. I haven't felt the same, like, overwhelming relief, I guess, that I'm hearing from other people, or the way that it's been affecting my husband. My husband's already down 60 pounds. We started at the same time. He's already at his goal. And whatever. I'm super proud of him, super excited. He's, like, I mean, just doing really well. But I lose weight slower. I know that I am probably insulin resistant. I lose weight slower. I have to work for every ounce, okay? Not just every pound, every single ounce. And so it's been slow going for me. And one of the reasons it's been slow going too, or at least I thought, is because I don't want to track my food anymore. I know I talk about that a lot. And I've been going back and forth with I just want to eat like a normal person. I'm okay with, like, maybe planning a little bit ahead of time or thinking about what I'm going to eat, but I don't want to constantly be obsessing with tracking and planning and prepping and like, I just can't. So maybe that's been one of the reasons it's been a little slow going for me, but I just want to feel normal. I just want to eat what I want in moderation and not have to worry. And I was starting to think that the medications just weren't working for me the same way. They're not as effective for you. I was starting to think that, you know, maybe I'm not doing as well because I'm not tracking and all that. My husband's not doing any of that stuff. He's just eating like a normal person, right? He's just eating less. And a big part of that's with the medicine. Let me tell you something. So last week, I got my newest dose. I went from 10 milligrams to 12.5. The highest dose is 15. Something happened at 12.5 where things just started to click more. I took my injection at night. And when I woke up in the morning, I had my normal, like, I do like a high protein egg and ham, like, scramble for breakfast. And I went to eat my breakfast and I took a couple bites and I was like, I just don't want it. I already feel full. I'm like, what is going on? And I noticed as the day went on, more and more of that, like feeling full much faster. You know, there's these chocolate caramel things that are in the pantry. They're from Sam's Club with sea salt. They're dangerous. Don't get them. And I just feel called to them constantly. I didn't want them. And I thought, oh my God, this is the dose for me. Like, this is the magic dose that's going to help me break through these plateaus and get down to Wonderland where I need to be. And so I'm just riding this wave. I don't know how long it's going to last, because as you go through doses, your body kind of gets adjusted and then you need to go up. And I know that the next level up is the highest dose, right? But I'm not getting caught in that. I'm going to ride this as long as possible. All I know is I broke through that plateau. I broke through the 220s. Not even just breaking through the 220s, but quite frankly, almost getting down to the safe spot. And I call the safe zone, like when you get to like the 215-ish. So we're almost there. Meaning like when you weigh in at night, you're no longer, because you know, like if you're 218, 219, and when you get on the scale at night, you're still going to be 220 something, because you're going to, you know, you're going to fluctuate up. And I always call like that safe zone, where like even if you're bloated or you go up a little bit, you're still in that decade. So we're in the 210s, baby. And I am just feeling, I'm finally feeling like I'm building momentum again. Because for the last year, I really went back and forth from the 230s and 220s, back and forth, like up five, down six, up five, you know, just like constantly. And so now I feel like I am making that momentum. And now that I see it, it's affecting my choices more. It's making me go, well, I don't really want to eat that, because I want to see that 215 next week. I want to see 215 at the end of the week on the scale, right? And now that, so that's the numbers, right? We're at 217. Let me get out my calculator, because I calculate my total weight loss from my highest weight, which was when I delivered Javi in October of 2020. Yes, I know he is 3 years old, but I have been slow going. I have not been on the injections that long. I got on the injections back in, I want to say it was late summer time, maybe. It's like late summer. So 217 minus 270, that means I'm down 53 pounds. So I'm halfway through my 100-pound weight loss journey, you guys. Like, it is starting to feel less, like, it's starting to feel more obtainable, because I'm like, oh my God, like 17 pounds, that's Wonderland. That is so just like, it's so close to my fingertips and reach that I could almost just reach out and feel it, right? Like, it's so there. It's so close. I know I'm going to get there. I'm going to keep working at it. And let me just say this too. And I shared this in my episode 213 about the Oprah special on the injections. They're not a magic miracle cure. They are a huge boost. Okay, but you still have to deal with your thoughts, your feelings, the decisions. It's not just gonna take it all away, right? And when you're on the injections, they're definitely more potent the first 5 days, and then they start to wear off on day 6 and 7, and then you inject again. You inject once a week. So, you know, I'm coming down on the other end of that, and I'm starting to feel a little more hunger. I'm not feeling it full as quickly as I am in the first couple days. So I know that my injections are due. Actually, they're due in 2 days. So it's right on track. But I am feeling so good about that. Not just the number. Let me tell you what else is going on. So when I started the injections, I had bumped back up to like 235. So if we do that minus 217, that means I've down 18 pounds. You know, I'm going to take it. I'm not going to beat myself up, because I look at that and I'm like, okay, 18 pounds to Frank's like 60. We can't compare, especially men to women. I take longer to lose weight. And let me just say this. Even if I haven't been losing it quickly, I've been maintaining it. where the reason I decided to go forward with this was I was getting to a point where it was exhausting. The tracking, the planning, the counting, the just doing all the right things and not seeing the payoff on the scale. Either the scale's not going down or honestly, it was going up. I would be making good choices and the scale was going up and up and up. And I was like, what is happening? Like, I feel out of control. I feel insane. I can't do this anymore. I need help. I need biological medical help to get through this. And so that's a very personal decision. And I talked about that in 213 as well, that, you know, I don't care who judges me for what I'm doing. I don't care what you think about it. I truly don't, because this is my body, my choice, my decision, and it's working well. So the fact that it's been maintaining me is big, number one, because that for me is hard as well. And it's like once I hit 40, things change, as we all know. And I've always had a hard time losing weight, but it got even slower and harder. So anyway, the other thing, I had a doctor's appointment recently and they did blood work. I was floored in the best way possible with my numbers. My numbers weren't horrible before, but they were pushing up against, you know, we were pushing right at the level of like pre-diabetic, you know, the A1C is right on the border, right? A1C is down, glucose is down, blood. I don't have high blood pressure at all. I have like, usually I'm like 120 over 80, but my blood pressure was even lower. Heart rate was lower. Just my numbers were really good. And here's the other thing I've noticed. Before I got on the injections, I was constantly feeling inflamed, swollen. Like, I just didn't feel good inside. And I feel so much better. Like, it's been subtle, but I was like, you know what? Like, I don't have those same feelings anymore. And my clothes fit differently. Like a pair of my workout pants, which we know workout pants are supposed to be tight, they are fitting a little bit baggy. I feel like a deflating balloon, honestly. Like the air is just finally letting itself out. Thank you, Jesus. But I feel it in my midsection. So it's like, even though the scale wasn't flying down, there's been other changes. And remember, GLP-1 injections, medications, are not just about weight loss. They were designed originally for type 2 diabetes to work on your levels. And so they found weight loss was a side effect, right? And so now some of these things, they have been approved for obesity. So this is my little buddy, my little helper, my little tool. And, you know, I just, for the first time in a while, feel a lot more hope. I feel things are in my reach. I feel like I'm going to really be back physically to how I want to be, how I want to feel. I was like the other day, I was getting dressed. I know it was like one of my fat rolls. I was like, wait, that's actually a little bit smaller. Like, wow, okay. So things are moving. And I'm not working out. I don't have a workout program at this time. I stay active, I guess, as far as like running after my kids, taking walks. But I don't right now have a true workout program. And I know I need to start weightlifting or like, you know, strength training, because I'm feeling some flab. I don't like that. But anyway, we'll get there. We'll get to that. But yeah, you guys, like it's so rewarding to see that things can be normal for me. Like, I don't know, like if you know, you know, right? Like if you know, you know. And I'm a foodie. I love food. When I travel, I like to experience, you know, the city, the sights, the sounds, and the food. And I don't want to, and I've always said this, I don't want to live a life where I travel to a city and go, oh, I can't eat that. You know, yes, I can eat that. Do I have to eat the whole thing? No. Last night, so we made the kids dinner. I just wanted the damn Southwest egg rolls from Chili's. That's all I want. Nothing else sounded good. I didn't want to eat anything else. That's all I wanted. So Frank said, let's order the triple dipper. I'll have the sliders and the wings and you can have the egg rolls because you can order three appetizers. Let me tell you guys, I came downstairs after the kids went to bed. The food had arrived. I looked around the corner in the kitchen and I was like, where's the food? Because the bag, the delivery bag from Chili's was so low. Like it wasn't high from all the boxes. It was like low because there was one box. And I did order some street corn also, but it was one box of food. And I said, look at us. Would you look at us? Would you look at us? Like, oh my God. Because before, Frank's getting a triple dipper. I'm getting a triple dipper. We're getting roasted corn. Like, y'all, like, we don't need two triple dippers anymore. And we both had what we said we would have. And we both, I had food that went in the trash. He had food that went in the trash. And we were full and satisfied. And we ate out. We're not sitting there eating, you know, a rabbit salad. I'm having Southwest egg rolls at Chili's. But I'm just having the portion from the triple dipper. And that's it. And my corn. You know, so those little non-scale victories, not little, the non-scale victories where I'm like, not only that, we're going to save some money, honey. Like, okay, look at us. You know, so being able to share a meal basically with my husband 6 months, a year ago, we weren't doing that. Ain't nobody sharing a triple dipper. Like, just not happening. So, you know, you start to incorporate these new things and they just become normal, right? You know, so it's been fantastic. You know, there's been a lot of hard days, absolutely. But this new found low for me has really opened my eyes to being more hopeful and to seeing that it's here. It's in your hands. You have responsibility. It's up to you whether you make it. It's up to you. You have the support. You have the medical tools. You have the emotional tools, the mental tools. Like, you can make this work. And I told you my next, like, thing. You always have to have something that you're looking forward to not for desperate dieting, but for keeping you grounded and focused on where you're going, not just the overall goal. And I'm going to type 1 diabetes camp, or diabetes camp. It's for all diabetics. Diabetes camp in the end of April with Catalina. So this is a camp for children that live with diabetes and their families. It's going to be a weekend of, we're at a ranch, we're camping, we're doing archery, horseback riding. God knows she's going to want to rock climb. And I'm like, oh Lord, what's the weight limit? Like, that's where our brain goes, does it not? Like, that's where our brain goes. Because when you have been humiliated about effing weight limits, you sit on the sidelines. You say you're not adventurous. You say, that's not for me. I don't want to do that. And I'm not going to allow my weight and my personal feelings about things that have happened stop my daughter from number one, from doing things herself, and number two, doing things together. You know, if she wants to get on a rock climbing, let's go. I guess we're going. You know, I'm not going to be at my goal. I'm definitely probably in a month not going to be at Wonderland. You know, that would be an absolute miracle, you know, but we're going to be closer to the 200s than we are today. We're going to be healthier than we are today. And we're going to just keep working towards that. The other thing she wants to do, this is outside of camp, we have this adventure park in Virginia Beach where it's like zip lining through the woods and all this shit, rope courses. Y'all, that is not my cup of tea. I don't like heights. I don't like ropes. I don't like hanging from a harness. It's not my jam. It terrifies me to death. just the height portion of it. But then there's like, when we are walking through, because you actually walk through it when you go to our aquarium, because there's two buildings anyway. And I saw the sign, weight limit, 265 pounds. And I was like, whew, okay. Right? But like, we got to think about these things. And we've been conditioned to think about these things. And the reality is, there are some things in life that, for safety reasons, absolutely need to have a weight limit, right? And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I physically can go do this. Mentally, I'm not there yet. She wants to go with her dad. I'm like, great, because he's an adrenaline junkie. I think she is too. Y'all go do that together. I'll take pictures down below. But I'll probably do it. Who am I kidding? You know, because I want to face my fears with things as well and not just live on the sidelines and be scared of things. So anyway, that's my guiding star right now, is getting to that camp and being as physically fit as I can be right now in my given situation, working with what I got, working with the time frame, where years and years ago, it was like, let's beat ourselves up because we're not at our goal at this vacation or what have you. So we don't do that anymore. I know that if I stay the course, keep doing what I'm doing, I'm gonna get there. So I am just over the moon excited. I am not going to allow that excitement to over. So here's what happens sometimes. We get a little too excited and we think, I can take my foot off the gas because I'm losing. Well, you're losing because you're making some really good decisions also, right? So like, I have to keep that in mind as well and not let that get ahead of me. So we're here. We're in the 210s. I don't ever want to see the 220s for the rest of my life. I don't want to see the 230s, the 240s, the 250s, the 260s, or the 270s and above. I have been in all of those decades, and I, good riddance. I don't ever want to see those numbers again. And, you know, there's no reason to see those numbers again. There's absolutely no reason I should ever need to go back to those weights again. Ever. We're done. I feel like the Taylors, we are never, ever getting back together. Like, we are, like ever. Right? Like, it's just not happening. So, yeah, I hope that you are doing well in your journeys. I would love to hear from you. You can get at me on Instagram at Irresistible Icing. You know, let me know how you're doing. What questions do you have? I'll answer what I can and, you know, try to encourage you as well. So that's going to be the end of this episode of 10 Pounds 10 Times. Make sure you also tune in to this week's flagship episode, which is number 213, which was my thoughts on Oprah's Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution special. Until the next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.